every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Come on around back, Arizona, Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, the Outdoor Living Hour. We have Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice joining us. If you'd like to talk about anything related to your garden, landscape, plants, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When you hear the auto attendant just hit number one, it'll bypass the auto attendant, put you right into the studio. You can send text questions to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to snap a picture and send it for a little help on plant or insect identification. You can reach it, send us a visual aid that way and help you identify what it is you're working on. I don't know about you, but my to-do, I've got to hit the nursery and get some fertilizer for my winter lawn. I have a beautiful back winter lawn. I cannot get the front to germinate. And I don't know if that's because of the dogs play on the grass and I can't keep everything off of it, but I can't put them in the backyard and keep them fenced in while the front germinates because then they dig the whole thing up.
Well, that's a conundrum. It's going to be really slow germinating now with, you know, out where you are, you're probably getting down in the well into the 30s every morning. So it's going to be slow coming now. Make sure you put a lot of dark material on it, compost, manure, you know, that'll help. It'll help hold in some heat, hold in some moisture, and try not to water it too much. Now, you know, we water it like crazy in October when it's hot and we're trying to germinate it. Now it's cold and water will cool the soil temperature down even more. So just keep it moist enough to get the seed to germinate, but not so wet that the soil temperatures are any colder than they have to be.
And what should I be watering the back lawn, like every once a day?
Oh, gosh, no. Every other day, probably, at the most. I assume it's been mowed a time or two?
Once.
Been mowed once.
And that's not saying it doesn't need it again. I just haven't been around.
Okay. you know, usually after the second mowing, you can go to your kind of whatever your schedule's going to be for the winter, which, you know, with no rain, you know, and we had a rain, a week ago, you could probably start watering again. You could have probably had it off for the last week. And then every other day, you know, 10 to 20 minutes, depending on how your system's set up, should be plenty in dry stretches. Some winters we've had rain, like last winter, there was probably a very long stretch where you didn't have to water your lawn at all. So it stays, the soils stay wet a long time right now when the days are super short and it's pretty darn cool. You know, that you can cut her way back, maybe just a couple times a week.
You know, that rain that we got last week when I came home, it was over a week and the ground was still wet on the north side of the house, right, where it doesn't get any sunrise.
Right. Yeah.
Sunlight.
Yep. Yeah, it stays wet a long time. So if you haven't, that's a great tip for right now, is if you haven't made a trip out to your sprinkler controller, you know, that square thing that's mounted on the side of your house? It's got a little plastic thing that's supposed to be a lock that really doesn't lock that much. But anyway, open that sucker up. And if you didn't turn it off when we got the last rain, at least reschedule it for at least half of what you were watering this last summer, maybe a fourth of what you were watering during the summer months. Right now is when we can really save water. It's tough to tell people, hey, you can save water when we have 60 days of 110 degree weather. But right now, when we are very normal temperature wise, maybe
save the water for the coming summer.
Exactly. Let's cut back when we can. And most people way over water this time of year because they don't even adjust it at all. So please adjust those sprinkler timers.
And for fertilizing on the winter lawn, it's a little different fertilizer. Can I use the same if I've still got some granule left over?
Well, certainly ammoniacal nitrogen, certain nitrogens are very slow this time of year because the microorganisms that have to break down nitrogens for them to be usable by the plant are, you know, it's cold. They're not working too hard. So using something that's got more of a nitrate-type nitrogen, like Turf Royale, is probably the most common one out there, are typically more effective in the cold weather because they just need less conversion by the microorganisms to be usable by the plant. That's, you know, a way oversimplification for you chemists out there. Sorry, but that's the easiest way to explain it. Organic fertilizers will work. They're going to, you know, they're always a little slower anyway, so they're going to be a little slower. But keeping some organic material in the soil is or on the ground in the lawn will sometimes aid in how these other nitrogens work and how the microorganisms gives them a healthier place to live and flourish in. So we advocate using organics when you can. The one thing you really don't want to do is let that winter lawn yellow out. And that's usually what happens with overwatering, with cold nighttime temperatures, and or if we get our first frost. And that grass then gets kind of yellowed out. It can be really hard to get it turned back around and greened back up once it's gotten cold and gets yellow. So keep it well nourished if you can.
And I've also noticed a lot of strange things that I haven't seen before. Like we have a decent amount of citrus, but the trees don't look like they're normal. The pecans, we didn't get any pecans, and they're already losing their leaves. Three out of four of them are completely dormant already. It was just a long, hot summer, and things are a little off.
If you'll notice some of the deciduous trees, like particularly Chinese pistache, how much more colorful they are this fall, and things losing their leaves a little early or is just a sign of stress. Those trees just got that crud beat out of them this summer. They're stressed, and they just said, okay, enough, I'm done, and slough that foliage. And it's great for fall color. And the trees went. Now, I have noticed that citrus, because it stayed warm so long, the citrus fruits are slower coloring up. That doesn't mean they're not ripe. It just means the skin flush or the skin coloring is not as brilliant, because cold weather is what does that. In the tropics, citrus fruits never completely change color. They stay pretty green. They're still ripe, still good to eat, still taste good, but they don't get that vibrant color that we get. So that's just due to the fact that it stayed. Now, they're coloring up pretty good now that it cooled off, but that has been slower. I've noticed that.
So, a lot of strange things happen after, what was it, 60 days of 110 plus?
Yeah, something close to that. I don't know if we quite hit 60, or maybe we're over 60. I don't remember. I want to forget.
There's a lot of things about this year
we're trying to forget as much of that as we can.
Jay, I have a pecan tree in my neighborhood. It's just starting to lose its leaves. But the weird thing, you mentioned the pecans, Romy, they're still on the tree. Some of the shells are just starting to open. Others still have the green shell on them. And who knows if they'll be good or not, or even if they'll fall. It's just bizarre to see a pecan tree look that way this late.
Yeah, and when it stays warm, sometimes they'll sprout out of the nut shell. They'll germinate. It can cause some different stuff to happen for sure. But we go on, we adapt. So it's certainly beautiful weather right now. So it's a great time to be feeding the lawn, to be, you know, planting winter color. You know, you can still be planting your leafy greens for your vegetable garden.
I'm seeing a lot of gardens at clients' homes
stuff. Oh, yeah.
Getting tomatoes in. And, I mean, I saw a tomato plant the other day. It just blew me away.
If you can, you know, I mean, we had a warm enough fall. I don't normally advocate fall tomato plants, but this would have been a good fall to had one, or peppers.
Man. The peppers are doing fantastic.
Yeah, because it stayed, you know, relatively warm, perfect tomato and pepper weather, you know, right through the fall till about now. If you do have some, and you need to watch, if we're going to get a frost or a freeze, this is usually about the time we do it, mm-hmm. usually right before or after Christmas.
It's been like. Close a night or two.
Been pretty close, yeah. White roofs, the tile roofs,
yes, right.
Asphalt shingle roofs have been white yeah. in the neighborhood. So it's close. I had, after that rain last week, I have a boat cover on my boat, and there was some ponding, and there was ice on the water on the uh-huh. canvas boat cover. Mm-hmm. So it got close. So, be careful. If you got basil, tomato plants, pepper plants, those tender things, and you've gotten them this far, you probably want to make sure they're covered and make it the rest of the way.
We've got a text from Bill in Gilbert, wants to know if he should fertilize a windmill palm tree this month.
Probably not going to do much good to fertilize palms when it's this cold. They're a warm weather plant. It wouldn't hurt anything, but the problem is that fertilizer is just not going to get synthesized and used by the palm when it's cold like this. They're not growing. We're going to fertilize things right before they grow or during their growth cycles or seasons, and putting fertilizer in a palm tree is just going to make the fertilizer company more money right now.
We've got our holiday plant care topic coming up. If you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, you saw that is the topic for today. And we also have a little special that we're going to do, a little hero in horticulture here at Rosie on the House. That text question was sent in to 411-923. You can also join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.